Psalms 139. We'll just read a few scriptures. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sinning and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. And are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thee, from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in its uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, and the darkness hide it not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness out and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, even thou covereth me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's going to be the subject today. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Since God knows everything about us, we can't hide nothing from him. We can't become any like a refrigerator and put junk in and just keep it back there until you get ready to thaw it out and to bring it forth. Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully. God, he know everything about us. He done seen your lying down last night. He knew about your uprising this morning when you didn't know about it. Because when we rose up, we didn't know whether we were going to be sick, whether we done had a stroke during the night, whether we're going to have a heart attack, whether we're going to be able to dress ourselves, whether we're going to be able to take care of ourselves. But God knew all of these things even before the foundation of the world about the people that are called by his name. What a mighty God we serve. He says, thou hast searched me and known me. God know all about us. He know where you live at. He know where you used to live at. He know where you're going. He know where you're going to be. He know where you're going to be when you leave this building, this sanctuary today. He know how much food you're going to eat. He know everything about, he know how much danger lies out there. And that's why he's got his angels encamped around about them that love him, glory to God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Said, I know it's my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. That means God know about my thoughts. The next one that's come in, I don't know about yet, but God already know about them. We serve a mighty God. You can't have any greater protection than that. That God already know your thought. He already know the thoughts of your enemy. Your enemy may not have approached you yet, but God know his ways. God know his thought, and God is there to keep us safely in his arm. Hallelujah. He understands everything. And are acquainted with all my ways. I like that one. Because sometimes we think we're getting away because our ways. Sometimes we are so bogged down in our ways, but God is acquainted with them. Sometimes we get caught up in our ways, and we say, God done forgot about us, and God ain't going to, even if I repent, God ain't going to forgive me. But God is acquainted, glory to God. He already know the down sitting and the uprising. He already know your heart. He already know the spirit. He already know your thoughts. God already know every step that you take, every breath that you breathe. God already know it. Why? Because he created us in his own image, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on, give God some praise. Skip down to verse 7. Where shall I go from thy spirit? And whether will I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heavens out there, if I go to hell, are you there? So where am I going to run to? We need to realize that the only place that we can run to is like the scripture said. It said that God is a high tower, a place that the righteous can run to and be safe. You're always safe in the arm of God. God will deliver you and keep you in perfect peace. God will deliver you and keep you and give you some joy. You might be going through hell, glory to God, but the scripture said God is there also, glory to God. You might be on your way, Holy Ghost filled to heaven, but the Bible says that God is there, glory to God. You may be in your deepest trouble, in your deepest foundation of trouble, but God is there, glory to God. He was there before we got there, and he's there all the time. He's going to be with you until the end, and God will bring you out of all of your problems, your circumstances. That's in your situation. Come on and get God some praise. If I get some wings in the morning, go to the bottom of the sea. I'm paraphrasing. You are there. God is letting us know that he's everywhere, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that just tells us one thing, that we shouldn't have any worry, that we shouldn't have any trouble, but at the same time, we're going to worry and we're going to have some trouble. But the scripture said God is there. Come on, Moshaka. I'm so glad he's dwelling, and I'm dwelling in the most secret place of the high. God is there, waiting for us to turn to him and to call up on his precious name. Why? Because he made us, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. He said, even in the night, in the light about me. A lot of people are afraid to go places. A lot of people are timid until they get angry, and then they flare up, and you see a burning lamp like you never, a burning torch like you never seen it before. But when God lights you up, hallelujah, it's greater than a burning torch. It's the glory of God that show forth his love and his kindness to those that you're around and those that you're talking about. Glory to God. Why? Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have the attributes of Christ. We have the knowledge. We have his presence. We have his attention, glory to God. And when we don't, and what I mean by having his attention, when we ain't doing right, we got his attention. When we're doing right, we have his attention. Why? Because God is there. He said, "Thy darkness and the light are both alike to God." Don't make no difference by what kind of situation you're in. If it's sickness, if it's some kind of disease, if it's a financial problem, if it's a family problem, if it's a job problem, they are the same. God don't treat one unlike the other. He treat all of them with his power and his might. And his anointing is in the midst of it all. So while one is sick, God is there. While one is broke, God is there. While one is having trouble on their job, God is there. He's there all at the same time. Why? Because we are his children. We are the part of the body. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. So what should we do? Since he knew us in our mother's womb. David said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearful means reverence, because I am a God-fearing person, and so are you. So if we are God-fearing people, that means that we're going to reverence the one by lifting him up and giving him his proper honor. Hi, Coach Shaka. Somebody praise God. He's wonderful. He's a mighty God. He's the one that's high and lifted up. He is the exalted one. So we got to let him know that we know that he's the exalted one. Why? Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are made out of his material. Glory to God. God only made one of you to do the mold away. And he made you for a purpose in this world. And you can't do anybody else's purpose. You can't ride on nobody else's coattail to heaven. You can't go to hell on nobody's property. You got to rise up for yourself. Glory to God. Why? Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't make no junk. Glory to God. I can't preach like so-and-so. I can't teach like so-and-so. But what God gave me, I'm giving it out. Glory to God. And when you give it out, God will give back unto thee. Hallelujah. Good measure, fresh time, shaking together and run it over. Fearfully. Don't mean that I'm afraid. He's not talking about that kind of fear. You know, like he put up on Egypt, the flies and all that stuff. He's not talking about that kind of fear. He's talking about reverence and praise and lifting him up. Recognize who he is. See, we know that God is the only God that can deliver us out of all our problems. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord our God delivered them out of them all. That means he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God in your problems, he is in mine. Amen. If he can bring you out, he surely can bring me out. All right. Oh, that's my confidence. Because that's the body of Christ. If I see one brother, one sister coming out by the hand of God, that means that I'm on my way out. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I hear a lot of people use that scripture. But they be talking about self-exaltation. Everybody don't look alike. There's an old saying that says, beauty is only skin deep. But I'm here to tell you today, it's not skin deep. It's deeper than the skin. Glory to God, all the way to the heart. That's the kind of beauty I'm talking about. And that beauty comes from God and God alone. Can't nobody give that love out but God. If you're going to love somebody, you're going to love them from your heart. Glory to God. You can't love nobody about your look, because everybody ain't going to like the way you look. Glory to God. They ain't going to like the way you dress. They ain't going to like the way you talk. Glory to God. Some people think you're beautiful, but that's skin deep. Some people say you're ugly, but that's skin deep. Glory to God. But if they can look on the inside like God looks on the inside and see the heart, glory to God, and when he see the heart and see his word, glory to God, then we are wonderful and fiercely made. Hallelujah. Wonderful. You know what that means? That means that we are set apart. We are separated. I'm not who I used to be and what I used to be, but I'm separated now. What I used to be, I don't even remember it anymore. But every once in a while, the old nature gonna bring it back up. Why? Because somebody gonna cross your path like you used to be. I'll tell you, this is a short story, and then I'm gonna move on. Somebody you got pointed out that you want to be like, but you can't be like nobody else but yourself. God made you and you only. So you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care how ugly they call you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Glory to God. I don't care what they're doing on the outside or on the inside or wherever they be. But you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And what God done appointed you to do, can't nobody do but you. And God's going to hold you responsible for that purpose. Glory to God. So I'm here to tell you today, hold on to his unchanging hand, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That means you've been marked out. I don't like to use that, because when God got it, God's got his mark on us. It's a special mark. You can't erase it. You can't tell nobody else about it. You can try. But you're going to let the word of God become your power, or it's going to turn you into powder. Because it will beat you down so till you are turned. And I'm going to call them wicked ways. That you will turn from your wicked ways and turn unto the one that made you fearfully and wonderful. Glory to God. We are separated. We are set apart for God's use. We are set apart for his direction. We are set apart for his instruction. We are set apart. Why? So that the glory of God will shine in the body. And those that are not in the body will see the glory of God. Glory to God. Why? Because we're on a oneness. We're on a mission. Glory to God. We are doing different applications of it. But we're on the same journey and we're on the same mission. Glory to God. But each one of us got a purpose. Why? Because we are marked by God to serve out that purpose. Hallelujah. Wonderfully, I'm separated. I'm separated. And plague of the flies, God set apart the land of Goshen for Israel. Don't you know God has set apart your blessings so that you can have the victory over all the power of your enemy? See, your enemy is not my enemy. My enemy is me. I got my own enemy. You got your own enemy. So the only way I can help you to do like the scripture said, comfort ye one another. I can pray for you. Pray unto God. Because only God can intervene. Only God can change your mind. Now you got to make the decision, glory to God. But God is going to lift his hand out to thee, and he's going to speak a word in your heart and in your ear, glory to God. Why? Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made by him, glory to God. And the enemy can't take that from you. Why? Because God made it, and you look like him, glory to God, and walk like him, and talk like him. You say, well, I'm a different color, but on the inside, the heart is just like God, glory to God, because that's where he's residing, and where he resides, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty, glory to God. So that means that I'm going to have trouble, but yet I'm going through, glory to God. That means that I'm going to get sick, glory to God, but I'm giving God a chance to heal me, because when I call on his name, he said, I have to be, and show these great and mighty things that you know not of. Hallelujah. God is a discriminating God. He's a discriminating God. He discriminated against the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. God is a discriminating God. He don't like evil, and he won't put up with it. All he likes is the image of his son residing on the inside of us. And when he see his son, that's the glory of God. He's discriminated by anything else that's not like God. So that means if you're serving somebody else, namely yourself, then you got another God. And God is discriminated against that God. I'm talking about the old man, Adam. God is discriminated against him, but yet he made a way so that we can bring him home. Glory to God. And I don't know about you, but I'm working on it. Glory to God. Just like the song said, I'm working on the building. Glory to God. Trying to make 100, but 99 and a half won't do. I'm still working, and I'll be working until Christ comes back. I'm going to be like the 5 wise virgins. I'm going to have plenty of oil in my lamp. Why? Because I'm working. And I'm working. Why? Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by Christ. Hallelujah. Come on again. Let's pray. Praise God. Fearfully, wonderfully made. So we give God the opportunity to work in our lives. That's the greatest opportunity you can have. We seek out other things in this world. And if we are not careful, we will make them a God. And we'll dictate to those things, or we let those things dictate to us. But you still got to remember you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when you let the thought of God come to your mind in the midst of your trouble, God will deliver you and set you free. Why? Because you trust in him. You got confidence in him. Glory to God. You don't trust in what you're going through because it's giving you nothing but misery. Why are you going to trust in misery when you can have some joy? Why are you going to trust in misery while you can have some peace? Glory to God. Why are you going to worry? Glory to God. When you can be happy? Glory to God. You said, I ain't got this and I ain't got this. God has got everything that you need. He said, all you got to do is ask in my name, believe it, and it shall be done. Come on and give us some praise. This is Shortman. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Not talking about the skin deep stuff, but it's talking about reverence God. I know who he is. You know who he is. So you're always lifting him up and praising him. We have replaced the old songs that we used to sing when we was in the world with praise. We done replaced them with worship. We done replaced them with the songs that we sang in the temple and outside the temple. We praise God in every way. And when you get to that position where you just praise God in everything, glory to God, the Bible said that the power of God may rest upon you. When you begin to praise God and lift him up, God will visit you like you never had touched before, glory to God. Why? Because he don't hold back no good thing for those that love him and walk uprightly before him. Why? Because he made us fearfully and wonderfully. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Closing. When I was in the world, I know a lot of y'all ain't gonna believe this, but I was a drunk. Well, I say I was a drunk because I had to have something every day. So if that's not a drunk, I was close to it. And sometimes I used to get so drunk. You know how you get drunk and you can't stand up and you just going like that? We call them a running drunk. Because you know they look like they're running. Why? Because that stuff got them all messed up and they can't retain their balance. And one day God pulled me out of that. Now, he don't do everybody the same way he did. He saved my soul. And at the same time, he delivered me from alcohol. Right. Because he knew if he saved me, I was going to go back and relate to that old alcohol. I even tried it. Drinking one beer, I'm just going to get me a cold Budweiser, one of the tall ones. You know, you can't never get a short one. You got to get the biggest one they got. And little did I know, my wife was praying for me not to touch it. And every time I went to drink that stuff, it would tear my head up. I thought I had a tumor. But it was the hand of God. What I'm saying, that from the time that I accepted him, I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Hi, come on, Oshaka. So therefore, I couldn't go back to what I used to do. Oh, they try to get me back. You know, I used to play a lot of cards and all that stuff. They try to get me back. But the song says, do the good and shun the wrong and live a holy life before God. I was determined not to slip back. And that's what we got to be today. Got to be determined that you're going to make it in. Glory to God. I don't know when. You don't know when. We don't know how. Glory to God. But one thing about it, we can trust God to get there. Glory to God. We can trust him through the mountains. We can trust him through the valley. We can trust him through the crooked place. We can trust him through the high place. We can trust God anywhere we go. And when you trust God, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll bring you out every time. Why? Because he's a great God, and God liked who he made and what he made. Glory to God. And when you praise him, God will bless you back. When you lift him up, God will bring you out. When you do all that you're supposed to do with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might, all your strength, glory to God. When it looks like you ain't gonna make it, keep on making it, glory to God. Let it be in your mind, Lord. It might not be in your body, but let it be in your mind and in your heart. And when you got it in your heart, you can make it every trip. Why? Because God is there, and you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on and give him some praise. Everybody standing.